You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
It's hour number three, Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and Bart Scott, hour number three means what?
The power hour!
You do that with so much energy. It's the power. We bring in the power
guests. I got extra power because smoke is here. Power hour!
Keyshawn Johnson joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Key, how we doing?
We good, but I don't think people want to listen to you do all that when they're driving in their cars or at home, man.
They absolutely do, because guess what? They was nodding off and about to fall and go into the median. But they heard, bow, out, they straightened it up, Key.
Well, you doing a bad job of keeping them awake then on other content.
No, that's because it was the break. We coming back from the break, so I woke them up. Yeah, Key. What it do, baby?
How you doing, huh?
I'm good.
How's your sanity?
My sanity? Well, after...
I kept him from waking, from falling asleep, too. Hell, he was doing the Knicks. Oh, can he relax, Key?
I'm trying.
Can that guy relax?
Well, that guy, that's the question. Key, when you consider this Aaron Rodgers story and the fact that it feels like to me, and maybe you could tell me if I'm wrong, it feels like to me he misled a lot of people, not just the media in his answer and the way he answered it kind of like slick, but also in just how he has conducted himself over the last 2 months about being vaccinated when he really was not. Is he the one that really should be getting all the vitriol? Should the Packers be involved in this too because they haven't really held him accountable? Should the league do something about this? What do you expect to happen after this revelation?
Well, I would say all three are corporates, right? I would say the Packers, the league, as well as Aaron Rodgers, if he misled people to believe that he was vaccinated because he left it open-ended, even though he tried a different method of therapy or whatever you want to call it, remedies or rubbing salt and pepper on his forehead or whatever. I don't know what he, because I still don't know what the science says,
right.
But I know that it was not approved. It was not approved by the NFL. It's not part of their approval. And so he certainly left it open-ended and never addressed it again after training camp when the NFL came out and said, no, we don't we're not going to sign off on this. And it just kind of, went away.
You know, I think it was the purple plant that Batman had that he had to sniff when he was coming to Legion of Shadows or something like that. But, to your point.
Because I don't know what the science is. What's the science?
Yeah, because
I
thought.
Is it the leaves outside in the tree? Like, what is it? I have no idea.
Well, when he was
of elderberry and zinc.
When he was out there with the ukulele, I guess he went to a Hawaiian witch doctor or something. But, to the bigger point of what we're talking about, Key, you talk about Green Bay being complicit, right? And we understand that the relationship between management and Aaron Rodgers has been stressful, right? And they're trying to repair it. They want him to be able to stay. They're trying to do everything right. But in doing that, they ignored the rules of the protocols. And to the NFL's point, it's their responsibility. So we've seen other franchises be fined late-round draft picks, also be fined money, and we've seen players be fined money, but does this go far beyond that? And should this be the biggest penalty levied on an organization and player since he tried to cover it up?
Well, I think you first got to look at the other acts of the other teams and players of the past and kind of go from there, right? Mm-hmm. They're at one level. This is at another level. And if the NFL didn't sign off on it and said that they rejected the application for whatever witch doctor or whatever he went to, then they certainly knew that he wasn't vaccinated, just like the team knew. And they watched from afar, Arizona Cardinal game when he's hugging Kyler Murray with no mask on and whispering something in his ear and dropping sweat and whatever else is around him. So they saw that just like everybody else saw it. And you would think that they would be like, yo, he's not vaccinated, and put a halt to it, unless they just assume that even though they turned him down from their approval, that maybe he went and got vaccinated later on. And they just never said anything, because you don't have to tell somebody you vaccinated. You don't have to tell them at all.
Right, and we just assumed, I think, all along. Keyshawn Johnson joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You can hear it every morning on ESPN Radio, and, of course, also on ESPN2. So, Key, with this, as a player, how would you feel about this if you were a teammate, let alone an opponent? But as a teammate, on the sidelines, around him, all that stuff, do you think most of those guys already knew the deal? Or do you think this comes as a surprise to a lot of these
guys? You probably know he's not vaccinated if you're in the locker room. Most likely you know. And if I know, then I'm fine, man, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I'm vaccinated. It mitigates my risk of being infected to the max. And I'm just playing football at that point.
But you still can get it. And he's out having fun being John Wick at the Halloween party.
I understand that, Bart. That's why I said it mitigates my risk. I didn't say it alleviates the risk. Mm-hmm. It just mitigates it a little bit. And at that point, I'm not going to be like, oh, man, you're not vaccinated. You can't throw me the ball. I'm just kind of like, whatever.
Okay. So, so it's not as a bigger impact, because in a locker room, you kind of know that those kind of intimate details.
So, Key, can I ask you how this affects the football part, right? Because you think that Green Bay at 7-1 has an opportunity to potentially have the best record in the NFC, which would mean that the playoffs will have to go through Green Bay and they get the bye. Like, now that's in jeopardy, opens the door for Kansas City to get back on track. You know, Mahomes versus Love doesn't have the sizzle that him and Rodgers will have, and the chances for the Kansas City Chiefs have went up exponentially. So how does this affect the football component? Would that be something that angers you as a teammate, the fact that he was so reckless and cavalier when it came to making sure that the most important person in the organization was safe?
No, I wouldn't be mad. The only thing I'd probably say to him, say, man, why don't you just get the damn vaccine and stop playing games? And then I'd just leave it at that.
Right. I just have that conversation.
Because what happens if he doesn't get vaccinated and he gets this in the playoffs and it's like a Chris Paul thing? This ain't a best of seven. This is a best of one. And so that I would have concerns.
Yeah,
well.
And I would say the same thing again, only this time it would be probably a little more, you know, in heightened.
Yes, right. A little more enthusiasm.
I can't tell a dude what to do with his body. All I could do is say, hey, I got it. I'm vaccinated. I'm not tripping. I don't have a third eyeball, and I'm sure in hell ain't being tracked by the government.
Right. And remember, it's
tracking me ain't going to help them. I can't help them, so.
I say the same thing. Why would the government care what the hell I'm doing anyway?
All they got to do is track the damn cell phone. Exactly.
Everything else.
Cell phone is on you all the time.
Turn off locations.
I done heard it all.
Yeah, exactly. And again, the 10-day protocol is the thing that really does concern you, especially if we're talking about playoff time. Keyshawn Johnson joining us right now. Where's the best place for Odell to go if he is released? And it really feels like it. 2 days now he's not at practice. They're talking about his future, which suggests to me,
you've
Key.
You've experienced this, Key.
I guess you have gone through this. I mean, when they are talking about
stop
your future.
Stepping on your teammate. Man, I can't even understand what the dude's saying because you keep flapping your gums.
I'll reset. With Odell Beckham Jr. Please. And his situation in Cleveland, when they're saying they're talking with his representatives about his future, that usually means it's not about his future in Cleveland. It means somewhere else probably. With that in mind, and since you have experience in this, where would be the best destination for Odell at this point?
Well, I wouldn't – if I'm Odell, I'm not trying to go to the Jacksonville Jaguars anyway. So – or the Detroit Lions or these bad teams, the New York Jets, the Giants. I'm not trying to land on a non-playoff contending team, and I'm probably not going to clear waivers. And on top of that, I got a 2-year deal that they're going to have to absorb, even though it's not guaranteed money, but they got $8 million on the cap on my money. I'm not renegotiating. I'm not doing anything like that. I'll sit at home, pay me my money because I'm not suspended. I am not, you're going to have to deactivate me for the remainder of the season. I have not been conduct detrimental to the team. It was your decision to part ways with me, even though I probably wanted to leave. I didn't do anything warranted. So with that being said, you trade me in the offseason or release me in the offseason, and I could become a free agent and do what I want to do.
Yeah, because the thing is, like you said, he doesn't have any guaranteed money left in his contract after this year, so they was going to probably release him anyway because there's no dead cap. You know, but you know, if you could get released and clear waivers and make it abundantly apparent to other teams that, listen, I'm not going to come there and play, right? I'm not going to come there and play for you. And, you know, this is like a basketball thing. We talk about buyouts, but I'm not going to come there and play for you, and I'm not going to sign an extension. Then where are you talking about one of the best places if he has to choose where he wants to go? You know, I was thinking maybe the Rams, because DeSean Jackson wasn't comfortable with his role, and he has to be released, and Odell Beckham coming in and maybe not knowing the offense can really learn the offense slowly and just be like a situational type of guy on a Super Bowl caliber team. By the time you get to the playoffs, that gives him 10, 11 weeks to get caught up to speed to do some things well. He'll never learn the entire offense, but he'll be able to learn enough to be effective and be a deadly weapon, and he already has a house in Los Angeles.
Right, it's also L.A., right?
Well, one thing is,
he's got to go through so much to get there. He's got to now tell the team.
Oh, man. Key's in that neighborhood now where the cell phone tower isn't anywhere near. So we'll have to.
Will Key get something better than a Nextel, man?
I don't think
Come on,
it's
he got
Nextel.
Too much money to get a Nextel. Well, he's sitting up here chirping, calling in.
It's just like you in the neighborhood you live in. There's no cell towers there because, oh, we don't want that in our neighborhood.
Come on, you don't think Key don't have a cell tower inside his house, inside the attic? Come on, man.
Like a little antenna
they do,
like you put
they
on
do.
The house,
they
right?
have a cell, yeah, inside yeah. of the thing. That's yeah. how they do it, these big
Unfortunately,
houses.
Unfortunately, we lost him there, but we'll leave it right there with Key. I did want to ask him about the Jets, but I can only imagine what his answer would have been because he's always so nice about the Jets. But we'll leave it right there with Key. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But it is interesting what he did say, though, about Aaron Rodgers, right? Players, he probably already knew. Right, Bar? I mean, you've been in locker rooms. I mean, you probably kind of knew.
We know who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated.
You just know because
everybody
it's...
Because the protocol, they're doing something different than you.
Yeah.
Like, when they come in, like they're getting tested twice.
So you're not shocked. You weren't like, when this comes out, you're like, oh, God. Like,
the players knew and they protected them, right, as a teammate. Like, they figure, man, I'm vaccinated. I don't care, man. Like, whatever. Like, at some point, you can't, like, you can say something to
them. What if a guy came to you and said, I'm not vaccinated, but I am immunized?
I'd be like, what the hell does that mean? I mean, you take an elderberry, what are you talking about? For chicken pox, tuberculosis, measles? Okay. Well, that's what's killing us right now. Are you vaccinated for COVID-19?
Yeah, but that part though is funny. What the hell does that mean? Because that's literally what I'd want to know. Are you or aren't you? And if you're not, all right. But don't tell me about some kind of like, you know, some other way that you figured out how to get immunized.
Yeah,
whatever
because that's the case. Like, all right, Alan, me and you are vaccinated, right? Yeah. So we sit close to each other, mm-hmm. right? But if you weren't vaccinated, they would have to have that old desk that they had that kept
the bigger
us,
the bigger table the and they'd probably table. Be a plastic
right.
shield up between
you, you,
us.
You see it before last year when it was with like on TNT, right? When Ernie and all
yep.
it was a glass shield, right? That's you would just take a greater level of safety, right? Because we're not vaccinated. But because we're both vaccinated, we can be a little closer, right? Because everybody in this building is vaccinated. So you feel a little bit safer. So put our mask on and things like that when we walk around this building, but we feel a little bit more comfortable being close. If you weren't vaccinated, then I would be a little farther away. And that's the same with Aaron Rodgers and his teammates. Listen, it's your body to do, your choice to do whatever you want to do, but don't lie to me about it, bro.
Yeah.
It's like you hanging around somebody and they're like, oh man, you told me you was vaccinated. You not? Like, man, even if you don't get me sick, you could have got me sick. So you put my baby at home.
But you know
at
what,
risk?
That's
what I'm about. Don't lie to me.
But that's not. I look at it as right. It's the lie part, and also you put our team in jeopardy. Yeah. Like you doing this, and now you know you're not following protocols that would have helped at least help you avoid getting it, and now you've got to be out 10 days, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, what are we trying to do here? That's what, and I think he was trying to say the same thing. Like, I'd be more annoyed at why are you trying to mess? Like, if this happens in the playoffs, you'd say it even stronger to him.
Yeah.
Because I lose you for 10 days. Like, we can't do that if we're trying to do something great. You know, whether you agree with the rule or not, it's still a damn rule.
Right.
It's still a rule. It doesn't matter. If you agree or not, it's a rule.
Now, what did Chris Paul do last year that got him? Like, he went somewhere. It was contact. He was in close contact with somebody.
I don't remember the details.
What I'm just saying is, like, you know, Like, we expect you to, like, put football first, right? Last year was all about we were congratulating everybody, the people that went in the bubble, the sacrifice that they did to make sure that you can win. Now, the sacrifice doesn't have to be as great because you can choose to get the vaccination now so you still can be around people and be comfortable. But it's a big difference between 5 days and 10 days. 5 days means there's a chance that you can come back. Nobody control if you get COVID or not, right?
Right.
We can't control that.
That's the thing.
That's nobody's fault.
But what you can control are the rules and how you can, you know, how the rules impact you. But
so now you're doing that. If you get suspended, then we lose games. Then what?
Well, and that's, of course, the question that they would ask. All right, Barnhan Nation, hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Man, we got a lot of people who want to talk to us today. Let's go to Eddie from Dallas. Eddie?
Hey, this is Eddie from Dallas. Can you hear me?
We got you. Loud and clear, Eddie.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to talk about the Aaron Rodgers situation. For me, I mean, as far as the vaccine is concerned, I'm hoping that he doesn't get suspended because, as I said, I'm in Dallas and we want our revenge. And I'm surprised that y'all not talking about the possibly Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys versus Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers rematch come the playoffs. And we're going to get them this time. So I don't want no excuses.
So you want no excuses?
Excuses. We want Aaron Rodgers to be there. The last time they beat us in Dallas, they called a penalty at the end of the game when we made an interception. They called pass interference. He ended up beating us. The time before that, Dez Bryant caught the pass. Everybody already know about that.
Yes.
So I want him to be front and center to take this butt whooping when we make it back. And I want Mike McCarthy to get his revenge. As far as the vaccine is concerned, I mean, for me, it's like he could be vaccinated and he can still get COVID.
No, we're just talking about him lying. Like, why are you sitting up here misleading the media and misleading your teammates and everybody saying, "Oh, I'm immunized,"
and not following the proper protocols to keep you to lessen the ability
ability of spread, getting it and spreading it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
for
really
all accounts,
what it is. Eddie, thank you.
For all accounts, he potentially got it at the Halloween party.
Again, we don't know. All you can do is if you follow the protocols that they laid out there, at least lessens the probability of you catching it, which doesn't put your team in jeopardy, which you did.
Two people in the quarterback room got COVID.
Yeah.
That's because direct contact with each other.
Yeah. No, that is obviously real. That is definitely thing.
That's not speculating. And to go back to talk about McCarthy's revenge.
Yeah, I love what he said,
about Winston Moss's revenge? Because he was the coach that was fired for criticizing, you know, Aaron Rodgers in 2018 after McCarthy was fired, saying, "Hey, somebody in this building has to keep number 12 accountable." So maybe this says more about Aaron Rodgers and his character behind the scenes that we may or may not know about. Ooh. Because the coach spit out to, hey, maybe suggested that Aaron Rodgers wasn't a great guy or a great teammate in the locker room. And maybe that's why the organization is kind of fed up about, hey, man, this dude's walking around, he's doing whatever the hell he want to do. We tell him to put his mask on. When he go in here, he tells us to go kick ourselves.
No. I remember that story. That's actually an interesting point as well. All right, Ken is in Georgia. Ken?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to come to the defense of Stefanski and Baker Mayfield.
Go ahead.
Stefanski was in Minnesota with Case Keenum and with Kirk Cousins, and yet Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen had no problem being productive in that offense. So I'm looking at OBJ as maybe he's not the route runner that those two receivers are.
He's a tremendous route runner. He runs the entire route tree. He runs short routes. He's not just a one-trick pony. He's a deep threat and a short route. So we already know because he had a resume before he got here, so he don't forget how to run routes. Now, you can say he lost a step. He can't create the separation. But when you look at those videos, he's wide open. And he got open by using his short area quickness. You heard Stefanski say he draws a lot of attention. Well, so did Diggs and
Stefanski
Thielen.
Also said it was on him. He had to be better in finding ways to get Odell involved in the offense. He said that publicly before – they told him he didn't have to practice.
Well, Baker doesn't have elite arm strength. Neither did Case Keenum, but I would say Odell Beckham is a really unique weapon, more suited like Stephon Diggs than he is Thielen because he has a little bit more top-end speed, and that's what Diggs had. And Diggs continued when he went on, but you know, when you don't have a great quarterback, right, or upgraded quarterback, he's going from Eli Manning, who was able to get him open. He had tremendous football acumen. He went from a Hall of Fame quarterback to an average quarterback. And maybe that's the reason why you can't see him ball out because you need a good to great quarterback to be able to take advantage of all that he brings to the table.
Those in New York certainly know Odell well. We saw him from the very beginning and how dynamic he can be, and yet also when he's not involved in the offense, how concerning it can be because there is so much talent there. And yet since he's been in Cleveland, it just really the story has been him staying on the field, and when he is on the field being productive, it just hasn't worked out as expected. Coming up, we'll continue with your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We also ask, if the Packers, without Aaron Rodgers, can they keep it interesting Sunday against the Chiefs, who, of course, have a Patrick Mahomes? And also, wait till you hear what one expert thinks of what to expect from the Jets tonight in Thursday Night Football. Coming up next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
TJ and Max.
Good morning. I listen to you guys every single morning.
Covering the biggest stories with the best guests and plenty of opinions.
I love listening to you guys. I love the banter. I love the conversation. There's this life every single morning.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. Joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, Doug Kazarian from Daily Wager, who joins us each week. Doug, how we doing?
Doing well as always, fellas. This week kind of flew by a little bit.
We said that.
Maybe just the fuzz of Halloween. But here we are, already got an NFL game tonight.
Yeah, it's amazing how the next week begins. But also, I think it's because the last couple of days have been some like hefty headlines and major news. And it's a little bit of drama and controversy as well. Obviously, the Aaron Rodgers saga is a big part of it. But before we get to the impact of him missing Sunday's game, we do have the game tonight, as you mentioned. And it is Jets-Colts Super Bowl III. It's the only thing I can say. Other than that, not a lot of great memories about the Jets. But... Mike White does something on Sunday that no one saw coming, Jersey except one guy who put it. Did you hear about that story? The guy that put,
of course, yeah.
125-1 was it, right? And he put a grand down on him.
Remarkable,
tremendous. So with that in mind, are the Jets and Mike White a good bet tonight?
So I'm on the Jets. There's been some sharp money on them as well. It's just I think it's about we talk about this from time to time about playing amateur psychologists, right? And it's one of those things where you have to put yourself in the Colts locker room. And this is a team that just went all in on that game against Tennessee, right? Mm-hmm. They had already lost the earlier meeting. They were two games back in the division. It was a must win at home, up 14-0, and they end up blowing it. So now they're three games back, have lost both regular season meetings. Obviously the Jags and Texans are out of it. So it's like, how up for this game are they going to be? Quick turnaround. So I just think 10.5 is way too much. And Mike White looks confident. Now, I'm not ready to put him in Canton, but I think there's a lot to like from what we saw. And for what it's worth, here's a great stat. Since 2000, so a couple decades now, teams that lost in overtime and have a quick turnaround, so three games, 3 days of rest, are 3-18 against the spread.
Wow.
So
it's
just a lot to ask for a team off this demoralizing loss.
Yeah, let me give you some inside football information, right? The Colts play a similar defense to that of the Cincinnati Bengals. So you can come with the same game plan, and all the only adjustments you have to make is if they start hugging up the running backs because 160 yards went to the running backs in the passing game, that he's going to hit the guys behind him on dagger routes. So this should be a good play for the fact that, you know, you think that it's a good matchup because this is a simple defense that's going to allow Mike White to have a lot of the answers to the test before the snap is even hiked.
Wow, you see, I like it.
You see that? Now, you see, you had the numbers to support your decision, and now Bart gives you the analysis to support even more. It's almost like this is a sure bet almost at this point, which means I am definitely not putting money down on it because I will just jinx it.
Yeah, I got Indian Survivor, so I'm really trying to thread the needle here.
Taking the Colts as Survivor. So let's get then the big news of the week, of course, is Aaron Rodgers testing positive for COVID, which means he will miss Sunday's game against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And if you're the Chiefs, you're like, thank God, because they certainly could use a break like this. But what number would the spread have to reach to bet the Packers with Jordan Love getting his first start?
I'm betting them right now. I think this is an overreaction. I mean, look at the game we just last talked about, right? The Jets coming off the win against Cincinnati. That line was around 3, and then Wilson's out, and it's like it closed at 11.5. Are you kidding me? Hmm. Now, that was an overreaction for a variety of reasons, but I think it's important to remember, as great as Aaron Rodgers is, all numbers aren't created equal. Like in college, there's like a 22-point favorite that moves to 26. That's a 4-point move, very different compared to then 3-7 in the NFL, right? 3 is the most common margin of victory since the extra points were moved back a handful of years ago. 7 is the second most. 6 is the third most, or 10 and then 6. So my point is, when you're getting 7.5, those are all really key numbers. And Jordan Love has been in this system for a while. Rodgers was away from the team in the summer. Love was getting all those reps. This is a Kansas City defense that's pretty bad. Give me all those points, 7.5. I actually really like over 19.5 points for a team total for the Packers. I think they're going to be just fine. And yes, we've seen backups struggle at times, like inserted mid-game. But that's not the case here. He has an entire week of practice. We just saw the Packers play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder when they were shorthanded, went into Arizona and won. Now they have a extra rest. I think they're going to come in and be just fine here. I don't trust the Chiefs. Chiefs are 4-15 against the spread in their last 19.
Wow. And yeah, you're right, too. There's a fact that they knew this early, Tuesday. So it's not like Jordan Love finds out on Saturday, hey, you're starting. This is a little different. He's had all week to prepare. And again, all off season, he was already setting up as the QB1. Really interesting stuff on that game. Titans are over a touchdown dog in L.A. on Sunday night. Is that just strictly about Derrick Henry, or is there more to this?
No, it's a little bit of both. I think there's – I don't want to say fool's gold because you have to give the Titans a lot of credit. But remember Josh Allen slipped on the QB sneak, right? And then they beat a Kansas City team that we've learned is really not that good. You know, Kansas City has 4 wins. 3 of them are against the 3 worst teams in the NFC East. And then the other was the opener at home against Cleveland when they were down late and had to come back and win. So beating the Chiefs, but the way they did it was certainly impressive. Give them all the credit in the world. And then the Indy game, but I think this is just a tough ask. Think about the and Bart, you can talk about this in terms of there's only so much like left in the tank after you have big wins against Buffalo, Kansas City, and then last week against Indy. I think this is just a ridiculous spot for the Titans to go on the road and face a Rams team that, I mean, they're just waiting to pop, right? They've had to stomach games against Houston, Detroit, the Giants. I mean, they're ready for a big game, and I think they're going to open up a can, and I like them over 30.5. This Titans defense, it leaves a lot to be desired. So I think the Rams are going to be just fine. And here's a fun stat, and the reason I think they're going to light it up. The Titans have been remarkable in terms of going over with Tannehill as a starting quarterback. Since they made the QB change, the over in Tannehill starts has been 26-7-1. So a lot of that's Henry. I mean, he had like the 80-yard run against Buffalo. I mean, he's a big part of their offense. So we'll see how it plays out. But the defense is not that great. And obviously, they can put up some points, but they have big playability. I just think the Rams are so good. I like Rams over 30.5 points as well.
Now, just one game that I really don't really have a good feel for is New England and Carolina, with McCaffrey maybe in the lineup, maybe not in the lineup. But this is a team of the Battle of the 500s. I think the winner of this game is going to, you know, still have their playoffs hopes alive. I think it's going to be tough for whoever loses this game. You got anything for New England, Carolina?
Well, I just think first of all, it's a big miss by the NFL. We could have had a really nice kind of synergy if this were played on Halloween and it was Sam Darnold, Dean Ghost against Bill Belichick. You know, it's really unfortunate we didn't have that all lined up, but within a week I'll still use the joke. No, I think New England's a great underdog team in the last couple of years, right? It's just hard to lay points when the total is this low, right? I mean, think about it. It's common sense, right? We've seen some totals like 52, 53. It's easier to lay 4 points than a total with a, you know, game with a total of like 40, like Monday night has a total of 40 and then a 6.5 point spread, which is just remarkable. So when you're laying 3.5, but there was a sharp bet at -3 early in the week, it would be Patriots or pass for me. They might have turned the corner. Mac Jones is like kind of feeling himself a little bit. They might be making a wild card run here, the Patriots. I wonder, but yeah. They still only have 4 wins. 2 of them have come against the Jets. 1 of them has come against Houston, which they almost lost. And then the nice win last week against the Chargers, no doubt. But it's back-to-back road games. Obviously, Carolina's a shorter flight than it is L.A. for the Chargers game. But how much stock, I guess, do we want to put in close losses to Dallas and Tampa Bay? You know, how much are we putting on that, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, and if, like as you mentioned with Sam Darnold and the Patriots, when he gets booed against the Patriots, it cuts a little deeper for him. It's a little more personal for him when he hears those boos. Doug, your best bets of the weekend, give them to us.
All right, so I talked on the NFL ones. I really like the Rams and the team total over. I'm on the Rams, and I do a lot of teasers with the Rams. So maybe find a side you like Baltimore at home just to win the game, something like that. But my favorite college play is Iowa -12 against Northwestern. Obviously, the Hawkeyes are no longer unbeaten. They had the loss going into their bye week at home against Purdue, and then out of the bye week, they got pretty much manhandled by the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall. But I just think this is a good matchup. I don't think Northwestern's going to score more than 13, 14 points. I'd be shocked if they did. Mm-hmm. I really like how Iowa fits. Northwestern is just anemic offensively. And yes, we're used to backing Pat Fitzgerald in sort of that underdog role, but this is a much different team. He's only 1-3 this year as an underdog. And the only win was against Rutgers, Ohio, and then an FCS school. This Northwestern team's the bottom of the Big Ten. I think the Hawkeyes roll, they'll get up. They play downhill. They play very well downhill, right? They'll get the lead, force the quarterback into bad situations. There'll be a lot of punts by Northwestern, short fields by the Hawkeyes. This is going to feel like that Indiana game where they got got pick six early and just kind of took out a leg and leaned on them the rest of the way. I really like Iowa.
Love it, Doug. Great to talk to you as always. All the best.
You got it, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Doug Kazarian from Daily Wager on the Goodyear Hotline.
Mike White.
Yes. Very interesting what he said there about – the Jets, about Mike White.
Overtime game.
You heard what he said now, everybody. How confident are we in Mike White? We will let you know. From 1 to 5 on the Bart Scott positive meter. Coming up next. And, of course, your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Spartan Hunt, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Whether on your radio, on your phone, or your smart speaker.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
I don't like when coaches can't figure it out and they always use a player as a scapegoat.
Wake up with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So let's, we had Baxter Holmes on who early in the show. And if you have not seen this story yet on ESPN.com, This is a big story, and it is an explosive story for the NBA. It involves Suns owner Robert Sarver and allegations of racism and misogyny within the Suns, and it is a detailed, a very long, it's over 7,000 words this story is, and it has a lot of anecdotes in it about Sarver and I guess his rampant use of the N-word, denials throughout the story, also a lot of just, again, inappropriate things that he is involved in or is also part of his ownership of this franchise. And it is, like I said, there's a lot of disturbing stories in it, a lot. Over 70 people, 70 different sources of people who did work or currently work for the organization were used in this story. So this report is strong. And Earl Watson, the former coach of the Suns, put his name on it. I mean, so he, you know, if you're wondering, well, it's all sources. Not this, this guy put his name on it.
Right there, bold black letter.
And this story, I'll tell you what, I mean, there's...
Just the beginning, man.
It's just unbelievable, some of this stuff. Like one idea, I guess, in this story that he had is about how he wanted strippers in Phoenix around players because maybe you get this, you know, the strippers get pregnant and then the players will want to be in Phoenix because they want to be near their kids.
Or maybe they get an STD.
The hell is wrong with you?
You know what I'm saying? That story can go so many different ways. Or maybe the strippers set them up to get carjacked or jacked or breaking into their house like what happened to me in Baltimore when, you know, girls set up the entire complex that knew we were gone and everybody broke into the Ravens players' houses. Five or six players' houses was vandalized and burglarized because somebody brought a lady of the night home and she figured out where all the other players
set
played, people that didn't even know, set them up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what are you talking
about?
One
quote in this story that says it all is a current business operations employee told ESPN, quote, if the commissioner comes in and investigates to see what the blank is going on in Phoenix, he would be appalled. And I'll tell you what, for somebody that's been around the league a long time, none of it shocks me. Yeah. None of it because of the vibe you've always gotten out of Phoenix with as he's been owner. He's notoriously cheap up until last year when he actually did pay to have Chris Paul and all that stuff. Notoriously cheap. But this takes to another level. So you need to see that story again on ESPN.com. And also, we did have Baxter Holmes, the reporter, on our show. And if you missed that interview or any other portion of the show, you can find all 3 hours of Barton Hahn posted daily as a podcast, and it's available wherever you listen to your podcast. So we implore you to certainly to do that. But tonight, the Jets begin week 9 of the NFL against the Colts. And here's the question. Your confidence level, Bart Scott, in Mike White and his performance coming off of what was an amazing performance on Sunday against the Bengals. Mike White's number is 5, so let's go 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest expectations, 5 being the highest. Where would you rank your expectations of his performance tonight?
It's been a crazy week, right? And you got to be composed to be able to handle the success. A lot of people can drive when they don't feel it. His jersey's in the Hall of Fame. He's got the Nickelodeon Player of the Week, so he got slimed by all his teammates and stuff like that. I'm going to go with a 4.
4.
Because I think that he is grounded. I think it's a short week. So if this was a longer week, more time for him to celebrate and go on national TV, people want to talk to him. So I'm going with a 4 because this is a short week. He didn't have time to process it. He left on Wednesday, so he woke up on Monday. His life had changed a little bit. Tuesday was feeling good about himself. Wednesday he had to get his ass on a plane and get the game plan, so he had time to process and feel himself.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a...
All right. You say that. I'm going to go with a 2.
You know what? I don't know.
So much scar tissue there for you.
It's hard to imagine that he could play at that level now that his opponent knows who he is. I know it's a short week, and maybe that's where you catch them.
He doesn't have to. He has teammates. He's not a guy that got a bunch of yards by throwing deep and making these crazy 80-yard touchdowns. Right. Death by 1,000 paper cuts. How many of those traveled 5 yards or less?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see if the game plans it works again. And why not? If you're a Jets fan, they go to 3-5. Rankings reaction brought to you by Wendy's. Exactly. The Jets go to 3-5.
Yeah.
Rankings reaction brought to you by Wendy's. Right now at Wendy's, try their brand new fries for yourself, Bart, with fries that are guaranteed to be hot and crispy.
Do we got a promo code, replace them
at participating U.S. Wendy's. So you got a busy night, man. You got a Thursday night game.
Yeah, man. I've been going 7 hours strong.
Right? On SNY in New York, you'll be on the pregame and then you're on the post game.
I'm going to get some popcorn.
Yeah?
Oh, damn, I'm on keto. Damn.
Yeah, what is it with this? What are you doing?
Well, you know, I've been doing the Peloton. I've been doing bar class, and I'm going.
Right, that's
I'm
a, good.
I'm gonna pick up boxing.
But why do you gotta do some crazy diet?
Because if you're going to diet while you're doing all that, it's more effective. So I'm
is
doing
it.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving because I'm going to get that sage sausage, that mac and cheese, all that stuff. So,
so you're doing a diet
yeah.
until Thanksgiving.
For one day.
Then the diet's out.
For one day.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Holla.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.